It's McCurley in the morning on a Thursday morning, and Mad Libs were pretty good. Everybody seems to like those, but I have no idea what's coming right now.
We're doing what we did last week.
Oh, God.
Would you rather questions?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
They were a big hit among some people that listened.
Okay. If you ask me one pertaining to a certain college football team, I'm not going to answer. Okay.
What about the Antichrist?
That's okay. I'll answer that.
Okay. Would you rather always have to talk like a sports announcer or always have to sing like a country star?
Sports announcer.
You don't want to sing like Lainey Wilson?
No. I can't sing. I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Which would you rather do?
Sports announcer.
Absolutely.
Would you rather have to never wait in line again or never get stuck in traffic again?
It's kind of the same thing, but if I'm waiting in line, it's either to get food or to maybe ride something or you know, or a movie, something like that. I'd rather have to wait in traffic.
You'd rather wait in traffic than wait in a line?
Yeah. I'd rather have all the lines cleared. That means you get your food quicker.
Rather have no traffic. Traffic's awful.
See, I don't deal with traffic. I just pass them. Even on the side of the road.
You're just off-roading?
Yeah, man. Hey, that's why I got a truck.
Would you rather never have to do laundry again or never have to cook again?
Oh, no doubt about that. I'd rather not do laundry.
Yeah, I hate laundry.
I'd rather cook. I can cook. I'd cook up a storm.
Cook up some New York strips?
I would not cook for Giddens. That's a constant job.
Just ask Celia.
Yeah, I mean, bless her heart, that's all she does. It's buy groceries and cook. Yeah. And here in about 5 or 6 years, she's going to be cooking for about 4. Because Giddens eats for 3, and little Shepherd's probably going to do good for herself, too.
All right. Would you rather live with no air conditioning in the summer or no heating in the winter?
No doubt about this question. I had much rather live with no heat in the winter.
I'm the same way. You can bundle up in the winter. You can't just run around naked in the summer.
Well, you can.
Well, you can get arrested.
Well, it depends on if you leave your house or not. I mean, you know, you can always put more clothes on. Put more blankets on, more socks. You can put so much stuff on to where you won't move. But there ain't just so much you can take off. I'm just telling you. And yeah. You're still sweating.
Yeah. Would you rather always have to wear your rival's team's colors or never watch sports again?
See, there again, I really don't want to answer that because I'm not wearing their colors.
You're not wearing crimson?
I don't have anything in my whole entire wearing apparel that has anything red in it except one Radio Alabama shirt that's red. That's it. I don't even have any shirts with red. Mm. So I want to watch sports, but I ain't wearing their.
You got to pick one.
Well, I just won't watch sports anymore. Halfway, don't watch much of them, none of them anyway. I mean, I don't watch the NFL or the NBA much anymore. Yeah. I don't get the Braves, and I wouldn't watch them if I did get them.
I don't think anybody would.
Since, I mean, I ain't going to watch soccer. I mean, you want me to tell you what I'd rather do?
What?
I'd rather trim my toenails all the way back to the skin.
My God.
Than watch a soccer game.
All right. Would you rather know every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Oh, they ain't no doubt about that. I'd rather talk to animals.
You'd rather talk to animals?
Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle?
Well, I'm not going to be going to Bangladesh, so I really don't care if I know their language or not. But I'd like to know what my dog's thinking about if I have a dog.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be a pretty cool conversation.
I mean, I'll tell you now, my old wiener dog, Toby, because that was the smartest animal I ever had. Ever in many, many years, and had several. Smart. I'd love to know if he could talk to me. Honestly, did you know that he could count and multiply?
Count and multiply.
I'm not kidding you. He would sit up on his hind end, and when he would beg, you would ask him what 2 times 2 is, and he would do his front hands 4 times.
Really?
I am not kidding you. Smartest animal I've ever had.
Hmm. Never seen that before. You should interview him to a contest.
I've got it on video somewhere, seriously. I'll have to show you that. Dig it up.
Would you rather have to sing the national anthem before every meal or dance every time you entered a room?
that's tough there. Like I said, I don't sing, so I think I'd rather dance when I come in the room.
Every time you enter a room, you got to do the Cupid Shuffle.
And I'd fall every time, but I'd try.
All right. Would you rather have to eat pizza with syrup or pancakes with ketchup?
Oh, my God. Pizza with syrup. You know what? I could eat breakfast. Have you ever had breakfast pizza?
Yeah.
I could eat that with syrup.
So no pancakes with ketchup?
I don't know if I can handle pancakes with ketchup.
The real question is, would Giddens eat pancakes with ketchup?
He would eat both of them.
He'd eat both of them?
He would eat pancakes if you smeared them in bird poop.
Would you rather have to wear a clown wig every day or clown shoes every day?
Shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah. Don't want nothing in my head.
You got nothing there to begin with.
I mean, I don't have hair. They'd know it'd be fake. So I'm saying, I'd rather wear clown shoes. You rear back and kick somebody real hard with one of them. That's one good thing about it.
Some discipline.
Absolutely.
All right, last one, David. Would you rather have to always hop like a kangaroo or waddle like a penguin?
I think I'd rather waddle like a penguin.
You don't want to hop like a kangaroo? That'd be cool.
Me and my back and legs, I don't know if I'd hop too well. I waddle now as it is. I mean,
you're already halfway there.
I'm like a weeblow. Weeblows wobble, but they don't fall down. But I fall. I think I'd rather wobble. What would you rather do in that?
Hop like a kangaroo. That'd be cool.
Or what about the pancakes with ketchup or pizza with syrup? What about that for you?
Pizza with syrup.
See, I think I'd be that way too.
I could banish that. Pizza and ketchup and pancakes just don't sound good.
It don't, but I will tell you, I had a cousin one time that ate ketchup on her scrambled eggs and also ate ketchup and macaroni and cheese.
I do that sometimes with the macaroni and cheese. And really? Eggs are, if there's not a lot of flavor to them, I'll put some ketchup on them.
On eggs?
Yeah.
I hear
and
you.
And macaroni and cheese.
Got to have some cheese on them eggs, though.
Yeah.
I hear you.